We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simcha Pei, Sif Tes. HaMaisa Shtoros L'Bezdin, if somebody hands over his loan documents to Bezdin Amalhem, Aten Gvuli Chayvi, you will now collect from me the debts that owe to me, and a Nishmat. Because the Isser of La'igash, that we're not allowed to collect a debt that's due once Shemitah comes, is an Isser that applies to the Malva, to the person who lent the money. But when it was given over to Bezdin, that halacha, that restriction was not said to Bezdin. Sefira Moicha is a double chaver ba'akofa. If somebody sells something to someone else on credit, harele kilomos, it's considered like a loan, mishamet, and then therefore Shemitah cancels it. Afchavani ha'moicha l'cherim ba'akofa, but if a storekeeper sells on credit, and he doesn't ask for collection until it accumulates to a certain amount, because as we've been learning, if the loan is not due until after Shemitah, then it's not a problem. And here too, since the storekeeper normally doesn't collect till after Shemitah, it's not an issue. But if the storekeeper turned it into a loan, if he calculated how much money is owed to him, and he wrote the amount on the bottom, accumulated number, then it's considered a hava umshamit. And the Paiskim say that even if it wasn't written, if there was an accounting and the storekeeper says, you owe me this amount of money, even though it wasn't put down on paper, it's already considered like a loan, and Shemitah will be mishamet it. If somebody donated money, pledged money, donated money to Beis HaKnesses, to Yeshiva, the halacha is, it's not considered a halva, it's considered a neder, and therefore Shemitah does not apply to it. Sefirav Schir Socher, salary, ain't a mishamet. However, Mzokvala B'melva, if they turn that obligation into a loan, then Meshamet, then Shemitah would apply to it. Sif Yud Beis, Haba, Mikoich Avdu Kachavim, something that emanated from a transaction with a Nachri, Harei Koich Avdu Kachavim, has the halacha like it is a transaction with a Nachri. Okay, Mishkonim Avdu Kacham Shtah Choyv Shal Yisrael, if somebody purchased a receivable from a Nachri, that a Yisrael owes that Nachri money, ain't a mishamet, it will not be, Shemitah will not affect it. Shrevi kuchamha, you got b'shtar loylam. The Nachri could always collected the money. V'kei mi sh'arv lo'ayv kucham b'ha'yisrael. If somebody is a guarantor to a Nachri on behalf of a Yisrael, v'lo'ay par Yisrael, and the Jew did not pay what he was supposed to pay, and therefore v'hotzach Yisrael ha'orev l'froy lev k'chavim, now the guarantor who's Jewish has to pay up that obligation. V'not l'man av k'chavim as a shtar shal aloiva, and he does pay it up, and now he takes that obligation from the Nachri that the Yisrael owed the Nachri money, ain meshamet, that loan won't be cancelled. Avam loy ha'yishtar, but if there was no document here, he's asking somebody else to pay up, and he paid up to the Nachri, and now the Yisrael has to pay him, then the Shvita would cancel that loan. Sif Yud Gimel, the halacha that Shemitah cancels the loan is only at the end of the Shemitah year. If somebody lends money to someone else during the Shemitah year, he could collect his debt all year long. However, whenever Rosh Hashanah at the end of the seventh year, going into eighth year comes, that's when the loan gets canceled. This is the opinion of most Paiskim. That's the way the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. But there are the opinions that only what it means here is that if the loiva wants to pay up the loan during the Shemitah year, the malva may receive the money. But as far as the Malva being allowed to ask for the money, then the Rosh says that he's not allowed to do, because the Shemitah already begins to cancel the loan at the beginning of the Shemitah year. Moreover, this discussion, does the Shemitah year cancel the loan at the beginning of the year, at the end of the year, to what extent it cancels the loan, are only loans that were issued before the Shemitah year. But a loan that took place during the Shemitah year, that, as we just said, everybody would agree, could be collected until the end of the Shemitah year. But, and because of all these issues, the minig is, many people have the custom, that they write the prosbul at the beginning of the Shemitah year to avoid any questions. So if you dial Loiva Shapara, Shabbat Lefroy, Lamalva Chayv Shavar Lava Shemitah, if Loiva comes to pay up a debt that the Shemitah passed, Yomalai Amalva, that the Shemitah canceled, Yomalai Amalva, the Malva should say, Meshamet Ani as a Chayv, I canceled the loan v'kvar niftarat mimeni. You're not obligated to me. Im Omer HaLoiva, if the Loiva then says, Af became Roitz Anish Tkabel Meni, I still want you to collect, to take this obligation, then Mutal Mavel Kabel Menu, then the Mavel may take the money. The halacha is that anybody who returns a loan that was canceled because of Shemitah has done something most noteworthy. If the loiva doesn't come to pay back the money, there is no obligation for the malva to say the loan is canceled. But there are those that suggest in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Shemitah, under all circumstances, the malva should say to the loiva, I'm canceling the loan. The loiva, if he comes immediately and says to the malva, the money I'm giving to you is a gift, then he's allowed, the malva is allowed to take that gift, and it's not necessary for him to say it was canceled, because he upfront, the loiva upfront said it's a gift. Even though normally there's a concept of soinim etanus yichya, one should avoid taking, receiving gifts, that doesn't apply here by the loan with Shemitah. But yayma loiva, and it's most important that the loiva should never say, b'choyva ani noisen loch, that I'm giving you this money because I owe it to you. El yayma loiva, he should say, shali heim, it's my money, u'matanam ani noisen loch, I'm giving to you as a gift. But it is permissible for the malva to do whatever he can, to reach the point that the loiva will say that he's giving it as a gift. But if the malva can't accomplish this, then al yichem, he should not take that money. What it means that he could do whatever he can, he could even notify people publicly what's going on. He could even embarrass the person to force him to pay up his loan. Moreover, even if the loiva did not make a prosbul, even though loiva malva did not make a prosbul, the halacha is still, if the loiva is paying as a gift, the malva may take it. Sif tezva prosbul ein mishamet. A prosbul avoids that. That the loan should not be canceled. Uma prosbo, what is a prosbo? Malva hoylech etz shleish bnei adam. Bnei Torah, the malva should go to three people who bnei Torah. She bezdin, forming them into a bezdin. V'yom aleim, he should say to them, Atam dayonim, you are my dayonim. Moisin lechem, and I give over to you. Kachol choyv sheyesh le'aploni v'aploni. She'egve oysu choyv shalavetza, that I should have the right to collect those monies. The word prosbul is a combination of prosbul. It is something that was made on behalf of the wealthy people that should be able to continue lending money and not lose his money. And it's also something that was done on behalf of the poor people that they should still be able to lend money. The malva is when he makes a prosbul, should know what's involved in making a prosbul. Many people have the minig that after they do Ataras Nadorim on Erev Rosh Hashanah, that's when they write the prosbul. The people who are dayonim on the principle that people should know what Shemitah's Kesafim is about, and they should understand what a prosbul is about. There's a machloikis if the dayonim could be krovim to each other, or they could be relatives to the loiva or to the malva. Some people are careful, but most people say we don't have to be so careful about this. All of the people who are dayonim have to be above bar mitzvah. The prosbul should be written with the hilchos shtaris. The prosbul may be written by night. A woman who people owe money to also should make a prosbul. Usually the husband is, the prosbul that the husband writes covers his wife as well. But if there's a woman who's not married, she should have a prosbul written on her behalf. After the malva comes to the dayonim, they write, we sat in session as three people. And the malva came to us and said, with the entire language of the prosbul. The halacha is that you don't have to write out every separate loan obligation. You can make a general prosbul. There are two minhagim in the writing in the prosbul. Some have the name of the dayonim in the body of the prosbul, and then they have them signed, and some just have the dayonim signed. And the three dayonim signed at the bottom of the prosbul, beloshen dayonim, beloshen edim. The prosbul can be done at the end of the year, the last day of the seventh year of the Shemitah year. There are opinions that say you don't have to actually write the prosbul. It's adequate that you say the prosbul in front of the dayonim. And even if you live in a place where there's no bezdin, he could say, I'm appointing a bezdin who lives elsewhere to the prosbul. Especially, we said earlier that many have the minhag to make the prosbul at the beginning of the year, of the seventh year. Even if those that don't do it, they should be careful. Those that do it that way should make it on Erev Rosh Hashanah of the sixth year going to the seventh year. Certainly, they should try to make the prosbul. Don't have to wait till Erev Rosh Hashanah to make the prosbul. And the prosbul, especially if it's being written at the beginning of the seventh year, on the last day of the sixth year, should remain extant for the entire year. The halach is, says the Shulchan Aruch, a person has a right to say, I had the prosbul and lost it, even though he can't actually present it. Sif tezai lamani prosbul, em yesh la loiva karka. A prosbul is only effective if the loiva has property. The reason is that people usually in those days only lent money to people who had property. So somebody who doesn't have property is a milsud l'shchicha. Chazal didn't make rules for milsud l'shchicha. That's one explanation. The other explanation is it's always easier to collect from a property. Bafila koshu sagi, but even the smallest amount of property is adequate. Bafila elan nuts nukuf sagi, even if he only has a flower pit with a hole, it's enough. Bafila elan loiva klum, even if the loiva doesn't have any property, el sheesh lara, but the guarantor has property, or sheesh lemishu chayv loiva ze namani, or if somebody who owes the loiva money has property, it's as if the loiva has property. Vim gam le'el elam klal, but if the loiva doesn't have any of these situations, im yesh la malva karka koshahi, if the malva has karka, yochel zaks le'loiva, he could give ownership in that property to the loiva. Afeya de acher, he doesn't have to do it himself. He could ask somebody else to do it on his behalf. Afilu shloi b'fonov, even if he does it not in the presence of the loiva, mahani a prisbol. And the svarim say, in the schus that we fulfill the mitzvah of Shemitah and forgive and credit all loans that are due to us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will credit all loans that are that we owe to him, anything that we owe to him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive. Simakot Pei Aleph, Hilchus Toyim V'Nitin, V'Nitin V'Edus. Shinofal, Ben Shnei Ne'odim Edus Tzachzuch. There's a dispute between two people. Roilem L'Spasha B'Toyiv. It's best that they should try to compromise. V'Shivata Et Kolech Negech V'Era. Everybody should give up a little. K'day L'Srachik Mezlus D'Beidina. To avoid Bezdin and all, and creating a terrible situation of Bezdin, b'chomat Jefsher. And this is learned from the pasuk said, "B'tzedek tishpat amisecha." And the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin Lamabez asks, if we already have a pasuk tzedek tirdoif, why do we also have to have a pasuk of b'tzedek tishpat amisecha to teach us? One is there's a concept of din and there's a concept of pshara. For example, the Gemara says if the two boats that are traveling, and they both come to a place that they can't go together. If they both try to push together, they both will drown. If one will go first and one will go second, they'll be able to make it. So we should look at which should go first. The one that has more of a load should go first. And if they're both equal in that way, they should try to come up with a compromise. And that's why even if two people come to a Bezdin for a Din Torah, the first thing that Bezdin should try to do with them is that they should try to suggest that they should try to compromise, come to some sort of an arrangement. Because we're worried about Zlus Beit Din, and not only about the disrespect to the Bezdin, but the disrespect that will take place while they are in Bezdin, because during a Din Torah, during a case, things could get heated. So basically, if they can't compromise, and they have to go to Din Torah, Yavul Lefnei Bezdin Yisrael, they should go in front of a Jewish court. One may not go to secular court. Afilu Bedin Shadonim Kedin Yisrael, even if their rules are similar to our rules. Because as the pasuk says, V'elam Mishpatim Shatasim Lefneiam, Lefneiam Lefnei Ha'akum. And the Medrash says, HaMevi Dini Yisrael Lefnei Akum. If somebody brings a case that involves Jews in front of the Nochrim, Mechalas Hashem, it causes a Chil Hashem, U'miyakir Shem Alivim Lashbichim, and it brings honor to Avoy the Zorah. Certainly, if they don't have the same rules as us, that's considered a situation of Gneva Gzela. But even if they have the same rules as us, still, by going to their court, it's still usher under all circumstances to go to their court. Even if both parties agree to go to their court, usher. Even if they made a kinyan, they put it into writing, ain't a klum, because they're going against what the Torah says. Because Masna, and even though Halacha is Mashna Shekosu B'Torah, if somebody makes an arrangement against what it says in the Torah, B'Dovish B'Mammon, when it's a financial issue, to Nor Kayim, it's valid. Here, it's giving respect to them at the expense of Bezdin. It's causing a bezoyin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we can't be lenient. V'kol ad bol adam v'fneiam, Raise a Russia. Whoever goes to that secular court is a Russia. It's as if he is cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah by saying that the Torah can't solve these problems. And that's why, just like somebody who worships Avodah Zarah, we don't give him an aliyah, we don't let him be about tefillah. The same is here. However, if somebody violated this halacha and went to non-Jewish court, and then he loses. So now he says, now I'm prepared to go to Jewish court. That we won't do. You gave up your right. Even in situations where people could take the law into their own hand, we can't use nochrim. Even if he doesn't go to non-Jewish court, he brings the Nochrim involved to make him go to Jewish court. He deserves Malkus. However, under certain circumstances, where the situation warrants it, to bring the authorities involved, that may be Mutam. If they're more powerful, and your opponent, your other side, is a strong person, Yitmen Aladin to Yisrael Tchila should always go to Bezdin first. Imlai Rotz Lovai, but if the other party refuses to go to Bezdin, Noit Lushus Bezdin, when you get Rishus permission from Bezdin to go to non-Jewish court, or Matzel Bidineim. Because once you have permission from Bezdin to go, so then you have not, you've shown that you have the proper respect for Bezdin, and you're doing what you need to do to recover your money. Siftal Mishatovan Oysuman Shumokhsbai. If somebody's asking back for money that he's holding on to, also Lovak Stodim Lishnamit, Kadesh Shiratza Haloy Lassimai Pshara. I don't want to pay back, so I'm going to come up with all sorts of excuses that he should agree to make a compromise on me. Vyimchalay Ashar and forgive me on the rest. Mimavava also came, and if he did though so deliberately by delaying and doing other types of things that person won't ask for the money which he's due. Any yotzei shemayim, he is not done what's right. At yitin ashaloi, he has to give what's due to the other person. And this that he tried to come up with methods of not doing so, he maybe got away with it, but it's not what the halacha approves. He should pay what you owe.